Chapter 1. Jingle balls, jingle balls. James punctuated each phrase with a dramatic shake of his hips. Given the skin-tight brown velvet pants he wore as part of his gingerbread man suit, Mike could confirm the guy's nuts were indeed swinging in time to his tune. Guess that answered the question about what he was wearing beneath his costume. Nada. Mike had never had a hard-on for a cookie before. A first time for everything, he supposed. I'm pretty sure that's not how that song goes, dumbass. Joe, laughing, shoved James's shoulder. The entire crew minus Devin had gathered today on their day off to take care of some decidedly non-construction business. As their foreman, Mike figured he should try to wrangle the group of five guys into some semblance of order, except it was honestly more fun to watch them goof off. It meant something to him that after years of hard work, they'd reached a place in their careers and lives that could be this easy. A point where they could take a time out to enjoy the fruits of their sometimes back-breaking labor. I like his version better than the original. Neil grinned as he steadied his partner to keep him from crashing into the photography equipment surrounding them. The pair had always been best friends, then lovers. Now they accounted for two corners of a committed triad. Their shared wife had gone off with the rest of the ladies to do some shopping, and a healthy bit of wine drinking, Mike guessed. It was getting more and more difficult to separate the couples or trios into distinct units. Even today, the guys versus girls setup was just another way to rearrange their micro-community because really, they were all part of a complex nine-way relationship. Mentally, Mike shrugged. He didn't give a shit about the math or labels, except to admit that their convoluted equation made him the happiest he'd ever been. 5 years down the line from when they'd first started working things out between them and the women they'd fallen in love with, it was still tough to believe they could have gotten this lucky. Grateful every minute of every day, he was willing to indulge the people he had bonded so tightly with. Even if it meant wearing some ridiculous sexy Santa getup for a photo, if it made his wife and their friend smile, it was worth his immortal humiliation. Don't risk an on-the-job injury there, Dave chuckled as he added. That would be one embarrassing workers' comp claim to file. Technically, we're off the clock. Joe looked down at his own modified elf suit, which left a lot of sculpted abs on display between holiday suspenders, then rolled his eyes. Who would pay us for this?
I bet we could find some porn site out there who'd bite, Mike teased.
Oh, hell no! Joe whipped around, glaring at him like he'd lost his mind. I'd only do this kind of shit for the people I love most. No one else gets to see or lust after all this.
The rest of the guys cracked up when he gestured to himself with an oversized candy cane. Mike couldn't resist taking his joke a little further.
Are you sure? That prop has some kinky potential. Why don't you help one of the guys out of their fuzzy pants and put that thing to good use? We could probably raise enough money for that greenhouse you want to build Morgan so she can have fresh ingredients year-round at Sweet Treats.
I didn't think it was going to be that kind of photo shoot. James shrugged one shoulder.
But I'm down if you want to give the ladies a much dirtier payback for the V-Day photo they took for us that one time. Maybe then they'll try to outdo us with an orgy shot next year and my life will be complete.
Well, that had backfired. Mike tried to think up some reason to argue, but he couldn't find any logic for why they shouldn't. Besides, the longer he stared at his friends and thought of all the good times they'd had together, the hornier he was getting. He could use some relief since Kate and her friends weren't likely to willingly abandon their mall excursion until the last shop closed. Joe rubbed his chest. If his fingers lingered near the tightened disc of his nipples, no one mentioned it, though James's tongue darted out to moisten his lower lip. Mike knew how the guy felt. Life had treated them well, especially lately. Business was booming. Their friendships, partnerships, and relationships were stronger than ever. Abby and Nathan, their kids, were bigger, smarter, and more amazing every time he blinked. But in the bustle of the day-to-day, they hadn't taken much time for their old fun and games lately. Maybe today was a good time to end their dry spell. As he scanned the room and met four hungry gazes, the air heated enough that had they been at the North Pole, they would have melted polar ice caps. Guaranteed.
Change of plans, he announced. Let's up the ante a little. Make the photos we give the ladies the kind they don't want to hang in the living
room. Oh, you must not know our girl as well as I thought. Neil straightened his toy soldier hat as he looked at James's blanching cheeks. Devin